Last year, Horizon Air was forced to cut back the number of flights to many Northwest cities because it didn't have enough pilots. The Alaska Air Group subsidiary has stabilized its ranks and is slowly rebuilding service, but an industry-wide pilot shortage continues. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Puyallup, Washington, on the recruiting fervor among regional airlines.
Welcome to the show.
The airlines are hungry as the organizers of the Northwest Aviation Trade Show have ever seen.
And I hope everybody that's here looking for a job finds one today.
Recruiters from nearly a dozen regional airlines have come here to meet aspiring pilots and students at a career forum on the eve of the annual convention. Info tables for airlines, flight schools, and industry groups line the perimeter of a cavernous fairgrounds hall. You could even get an on-the-spot initial interview. Minnesota-based Compass Airlines sent recruiter Emmy Nguyen. She says the airline, which operates as Delta Connection or American Eagle, is looking to hire 400 new pilots this year.
My personal goal is as many as we can get, minimum at 400, because our attrition is very high as well. So we lose about 20 to 30 to 35, sometimes 40 pilots to the major airline each month.
That's because the major airlines are experiencing a wave of retirements. They backfill by plucking pilots from regional carriers. Other factors in play here. The whole sector is growing. Then there's the tough work schedules pilots endure and extensive training requirements. Nguyen says the regional airlines have increased what used to be low starting pay for pilots by quite a bit because of the competition. Now come signing and retention bonuses.
Right now we have $17,500 for sign-on bonus. And I know you're looking at me like you're shocked, but you'll be surprised. There's so many other regional airlines out there who are offering way more than we do.
Seattle-based Horizon Air and its big sister Alaska Airlines had a huge recruiting presence at the career fair. VP for Flight Operations John Hornibrook says Horizon alone wants to hire more than 300 pilots this year. The regional carrier's flight schedule was hit hard by a pilot shortage last year.
Right now, we're almost back to where we're supposed to be. We've really righted the ship. We were able to right the ship pretty fast.
Hornibrook says he's never seen the industry look like this in his 30 years. He's now working on building a long-term pilot pipeline with flight schools to feed his company. U.S. Army chopper pilot Matt Moss is giving Horizon a good look, along with several of its competitors. Moss realizes he's leaving the service at a good time. Still, he says he was taken aback by the starting pay.
For me, it will be a pay cut to go to the regionals, about a half of what I make right now in the military. So it's going to be hard those first couple of years to get through that. And I really probably don't have any room to complain because this pay has been adjusted way up because of this situation compared to what it was just a couple years ago.
18-year-old high school senior Chase Van Dyke of Enumclaw, Washington, is also excited to contemplate a pilot career. His first choice is to enroll for an aviation degree in airline pilot training at Central Washington University. It's one of the cheaper options in the Northwest, but still pricey for this. Van Dyke faces a total cost, including many hours of flight time, around $100,000. Out of state, the beginning-to-end cost could be as much as $150,000. But remember how hungry those airlines are? Van Dyke noticed they're now reimbursing partial tuition or giving stipends to promising students who commit to flying for that airline after earning their wings.
A big company like Alaska, for example, that's the one I would like to work with. I'd love to work with them. If they would pay for me to go to school, I would just love that.
And they might.
Yeah, it would just be a great help.
Public and private flight schools are expanding capacity, but what goes around comes around. Some of them are having trouble holding on to faculty, instructors, and mechanics, given the competitive labor market. I'm Tom Bonsi in Puyallup, Washington.